Lang Syne something. Oh, Auld Lang Syne. This is noise cancelling and it is New Year's. Are you fine? Hello, everyone. Yeah, I thought what rhymes with Zine? And I went with fine. Could have been lots of words. Old Father Time. Twine, which is also... Let's go straight into a tangent. I can't hear the word twine without thinking, I can't believe the world is not enough spells the word twine, which I saw in a magazine when the game came out of that Bond film. Anyway, sorry, everyone. This is the Noise Cancelling Podcast, where we talk all about technology and try and sound mildly understanding of what we're talking about. However, this is our New Year's special. Are we supposed to pretend that we're not pre-recording this? Oh, well, we are. This has happened from the past. So if something terrible has happened and we are not talking about it now, that's why, because we went to have a lovely Christmas. Hopefully we're having one. Fingers crossed. Let's find out who's on the podcast with me today.
I'm Shereel Smith, Editor-in-Chief, Laptop Mag.
I'm James Peckham, Phones Editor for Tech Radar.
I'm Olivia Tambini, Audio and Music Editor for Tech Radar.
And I'm Gareth Beavis, Global Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar. I generally think we could clip out Cherie's intro every single time and it would be exactly the same. Like if you did like a waveform week by week, it's almost perfect. Like I can hear it in my head in the same way I can hear like I can hear the trains, you know, like you get the same commuter train every day and you can hear the order of the stations when you go to sleep sometimes. Everyone does that, right?
Do you think it'll change in 2021? Do you reckon the waveform will change slightly?
Ah, will it? Who knows?
Get slightly older.
Bye.
I didn't mean that as a mean thing. Everyone's going to be a year older. It's next year.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Right. You're just giving up on that.
Yeah. I've decided to stay ageless.
Cool.
No doubt. Right. We usually do a big question at the start of each week. We're going to do a quick one this week. Sum up 2020 in 5 words. It has to be exactly 5 words. I assume everyone is prepped for this because I gave it out in an email early. So everyone read that. I'm looking at the faces. Let's find out. Pexy, you're going first.
Sure. Turbulent condition, thrilling innovation, right?
Oh, that's good. So that's why you were nodding. You were nodding out of fear, out of like smugness.
May have written that down. But I think that sums up 2020, right? Or the 2020 that we talk about in this podcast.
Yep, fine. Okay, I'll accept that. Liv, what have you got?
The year Zoom took over.
Good. Oh, these are actually clever. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed so far. I can't really, I don't like it when people don't do the prep and do good results. I haven't got anything to say. Cherie, how about you? I can see you counting on your fingers, which tells me you didn't prep this one.
Wigging it! But what immediately comes to mind is the darkest timeline ever lived.
Well done. Yeah. That's true. Mine seems rubbish now. Mine was just shit. What? iPhone.
Yeah.
But wait, you're going to shame me? Get out of here.
No, I said I was going to, and then it turns out yours was quite good. And then I realized that mine sounded subpar in response because I was going for just that's how I felt. When I think back to it, I couldn't really find out a way to say, like, I can't believe they put in Prime Day and the iPhone on the same day. But that's how I feel.
So
I put that all into one, which was just iPhone. That's what happened, iPhone, and then everything went wrong. But I'm assuming, and I don't know how time exactly works, but I assume that there's just a hard reset on the 31st of January, 31st of December, and then everything will be fine again, right?
Yeah. That's what everyone's hoping for.
Yeah. Good.
I have seen a meme going around, like, a lot of people are claiming 2021 is going to be their year. What's the matter? You scared? Yes, I'm terrified.
I'm drinking on a podcast, which you shouldn't do, but I'm having a Pepsi Max in the festive spirit, and I'm enjoying myself immensely. Right, before we get into things we expected to happen in 2021, what are you judging Pepsi Max?
What? It's all about Coca-Cola over here. Pepsi has, it's just too sweet. There's a reason that they call it Jack and Coke and not Jack and Pepsi.
I think your Pepsi is slightly sweeter than ours, though.
Everything in America is sweeter.
Even Pepsi Max.
Because your Sprite is far better than our Sprite. Like, it's your Sprite is just the drink of gods. It's amazing.
All right.
I know someone that drinks almost exclusively Sprite and eschews water. Yeah.
Wow.
Are they American?
No, you've met them, Bexy. I won't out them on the podcast, but you've met them. So, yeah. and just eat a Sprite and pizza. And if you looked at them, you wouldn't believe it. There you go. Right. What I found out was things that happened in 2011. And I want to see if 10 years on, we're going to have a similar kind of year. So this is from an article on CNN, if you're going to go back through the annals. And this was published at the end of 2011. So let's see what we think 2021 versions are going to be. I'm going to skip over the first one. We don't have to do a version of this because, unfortunately, Steve Jobs passed away in 2011. I don't want to hope anyone passed away this year, so I'm going to jump straight over that one. But social media's role as a tool for protesters, so that, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube were praised because they allowed protesters in certain countries to express free speech and you know, just give their thoughts on things around the world. Is that still... Are we still doing that? Are we still happy with our freedoms on the social networks?
What started as freedom is starting to like give way to massive Big Brother tendencies, especially with Facebook, Twitter. Twitter was right there for a hot second, but Twitter's like, you know what? I'm going to take a couple of steps back from fascism for a hot second. And maybe cool this down. But Zuck and crew were constantly put on the spot for a Facebook jail, which a lot of people of color experience way more than white folks, just due to Facebook's jacked up algorithms. And lest we forget all the election misinformation that was going around on Facebook, that Zuckerberg for a while was like, well, that's not my job to stop that. Is it not now? Huh. Interesting. Clamor got to be enough where it's like, all right, well, maybe I'll do a little something about it.
Do we feel like, you know, in terms of trying to stop the spread of misinformation, do we feel like Twitter's calling out of things that may be fraudulent or, you know, incorrect in their, you know, the election? It's really annoying. I can't remember what the exact wording was, but obviously calling out certain claims on Twitter were less likely to be true. Do we feel that's a good step in the right direction?
I think it was a good step in the right direction. I do think it was very, very late. And it's so funny that the tech companies were behind the trend with this. Like, I guess it just comes down, you never think that you're going to get a orange-colored wannabe despot in office of the United States of America, and they're just going to be spouting all types of nonsense. But here we are, again, in the darkest timeline.
Liv, Pexy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, like Cherise says, like in some ways it was probably quite hard for Twitter to predict how Donald Trump was going to use the network.
Not just Twitter, everyone.
Yeah. It basically, like, I feel like we've forgotten how politicians are supposed to act, and we've kind of got used to things, you know, being kind of crazy. I think Twitter's reminders that some of the things that he's been saying aren't true has been a step in the right direction, but I don't think it goes far enough, really. Like, he should be banned.
Okay. Well, different thing. I feel like we should take a look back at the end of 2021 and see how that's progressed. Because I feel like we're going to have quite a big year of social media and questions around, you know, the accuracy of things, censorship. So I think 2021 is going to be an interesting year for that. But let's go back to 2011 again. And Pexy, you being phones, tablets, wearables editor, the decade-old tablet PC market, this was back in 2011, by the way, this article was written, received a jolt with new products this year, sparked by the massive success of Apple's iPad. So we had Google with Android tablets, Research in Motion, RIM, with BlackBerry Playbook, Amazon debuted the Kindle Fire for $199, and Hewlett-Packard managed the touchpad, which it did $99 for because it had to try and sell them.
That was a big year for tablets, wasn't it? That's a big list of names that we still got available at the moment in terms of iPad and Kindle in that way. Well, the Amazon Fire, Kindle Fire at that stage. But 2021, what tablets are we going to be seeing? Most of the focus will again be on the iPad. There'll be a small amount of tablets from Android manufacturers. For example, the Galaxy Tab S7 this year was fantastic, and we got high hopes for the Tab S8 series as well when that eventually comes around. And then we've also got products, well, in the UK at least, we've got things like the Surface Duo. So I think more in 2021 we're going to be seeing tablet like phones more than big innovations in the actual tablet space itself.
Yeah, I mean, I remember 2011 with that HP touchpad. So HP bought Palm, managed to get the web managed to get the WebOS operating system, which still to this day maintain is was one of the best out there.
I agree.
And put it on a tablet, then sort of changed its mind over what it was doing and realized it had a shit ton of touchpad tablets and didn't know what to do with them, so sold them all for really cheap. Even though they weren't very good, I and many other journalists got really excited and tried to buy one for $99. Thankfully, I didn't manage it because it would have just gone into waste just sitting in a drawer somewhere. Actually, it turns out we did get one in the end for a separate thing and it's sitting in a drawer doing nothing. So there you go. But I mean, I remember that time. It was like, what are the tablets going to be? What are they going to do? And it just turned out to be iPads and other things now, which I'm surprised at this late on.
But do you not think you would look back at your 2011 self and be surprised with where the market's gone in any way? Or is it exactly as you would have imagined it?
I'm thinking, like, I feel like the iPad hasn't come on enough in 10 years, but it's quite similar. No, but then again, what do you need to do with it? You know, especially if you're the dominant force in it. But then again, as we say that, it's the dominant. You know, there are loads of tablets from other manufacturers. Samsung still does a huge amount of its Galaxy Tabs. So who knows? Let's see what 2021 brings again. But I don't think it's going to bring any meaningful change to the market. Much of the same. Talking of those brands, do you remember the patent wars? They were horrendous, like horrendous, because they just would, you know, first of all, having to write about them, getting involved in all this legalese, trying to work out what's actually happening. Does it matter? Will it change anything for the consumer? So back then, Apple, Google, HTC, Microsoft, RIM, and Samsung were all having a big old problem. Lawsuits, counter lawsuits. Microsoft turns out had a good claim for everyone that put Android on its smartphones and could do blocks. I think. Forgive me if I'm wrong, that there is a royalty payment that needs to be done for Android. It may not still be the case anymore, and it may not be everybody, but I remember that being a case back then. Obviously, Apple and Samsung, I think it was earlier than that, but they obviously had a big problem about whose phone looked like whose. And Google then spent $12.5 billion to buy Motorola, which eventually then just got bored of and sold off again. We've covered that recently, haven't we, Cherie?
Yes, we have.
And you're still pissed about it?
Yes, I would like Google to repurchase Motorola. It was a lot more interesting back then.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I'm looking upward wistfully at the moment, just at these kind of times when there was so much promise in the world. But I do like the fact this section ends with check with the local government about whether you can legally buy a Galaxy Tab in stores this week. Legally, we can. This is good. Google Plus, it turned up. Google created its own Facebook-like environment in Google+. The users can share photos and browse friends' updates. It got off to a promising start, but Facebook has a long lead. Google asserts that its social network is key to the future of the company. Well, that's a big bet.
Oh, my God. I had a blonde moment at that moment when you said Google+. I'm like, what the hell is Google? Oh, Google+.
For those who don't remember, Google+ was basically Google's attempt to try and make its own Facebook. You could, like as it said, you could share photos, you could use multiple Google services or LinkedIn together. It seemed like a good idea back, especially in 2011, that, you know, the other idea was that it would bring your Google Plus profile into Google searches so everything could be a bit more useful. As journalists, eventually it started to become the author bio. It seemed like a good idea, but then everyone just realized that it was a bit shit and didn't take off.
It survived until 2009, which is quite surprising. Sorry, 2019, sorry. Don't know where 2009 came from.
Yeah, it went back 2 years.
Avram Pilch had a editor-in-chief of Tom's Hardware. He loved Google+. He actually did some, like, I guess, proto-Ask Me Anythings on it and had a very robust following on Google+.
Yeah.
He was very sad when it was closing down while the rest of us were like...
Chris Davis on Slash Gear as well. He was allowed to. He had a great following as well. He used it quite comprehensively, and I think some people did make some good headway with it. Like any service, you know, especially if it survives for 8 years, it's got to be doing something. But it just never got that widespread acclaim that we assumed a company like Google would be able to manage. But even I get the feeling that most people listening to this podcast will be like you, Cherie, and go, well, Google Plus, but they won't have a second thought that goes, oh, that's what it was. They just be like, what's Google Plus? Did that ever exist?
No.
So I feel like it should stay in the past. But this one's good. Liv, this is right in your audio music wheelhouse. So in 2011, Spotify and Facebook take on digital music. With iTunes and iPod, Apple had a strong formula for dominating the digital music industry. Apple and Google haven't made a dent. But Spotify proved a worthy opponent in Europe. and has finally hit US shores in 2011. And Facebook Music apparently was a page that showed what friends are listening to, helped introduce wide audiences to blah, 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 blah. I don't remember anything about Facebook Music, but Spotify landing on US shores 10 years ago. I mean, that's done all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane to think about. But yeah, nowadays it's the biggest streaming service in the world. So yeah, it's done really well and it's really changed the way that we consume music. And even in some ways, it's changed the way that musicians are making music, you know, with like a bigger focus on singles rather than albums, things that are going to hit playlists, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's really, really gone from strength to strength. And I feel like it's only going to get better in the next 10 years.
And do you think that they may start paying artists any better?
No, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
That's a shame. Yeah, but it's. I mean, this scares me is this fact this was 10 years ago, because the amount of things I think, that was like 3 years ago, right? And it's like, no, your life is going quickly, Gareth. But, you know, Spotify, I haven't owned music for 10 years, basically. You know, I transitioned to Spotify like so many people did back then. And I've just paid a lot of money to listen to whatever music I want. And I can't work out whether it'd be great to find out if I've made money or lost money if I just, for that money I spend every month, bought all the songs I actually listen to, whether I'd actually have gained or lost. But
you wouldn't have known those songs to listen to, would you? That's the thing. Like, streaming has made finding music so much easier, and like listening to a full playlist in that way is like, as radio has not been as popular, etc., like you wouldn't know what songs you want to go buy. You would still be listening to the same songs from 2011, or maybe you're doing that already, I don't know. But
he is doing that. I've heard his playlist in the office.
What? Yeah, I mean, it is true. I do look at my year in Spotify and find that they're very similar year on year.
You like what you like.
I feel there's a lot of crossover.
I had a very good year of Spotify this year. Like, lot of Meg Thee Stallion, little bit of Bruno, a lot of Wham, a lot of oh my God, I'm an 80s baby.
I didn't realize they were making music.
Oh my, what? Most black women in the 80s and 90s love George Michael. Like, George Michael brings back so many warm, fuzzy feelings for me. Like, being in the car with my mom, just riding to the beach in the summer, or in the roller rink, just like da da da. Like, what's that? Just like,
that's beautiful.
I wish this was a visual podcast so everyone listening could have seen that dance.
Right, let's talk about the year ahead of time. So 2021, technology, that happens, hopefully. What were you excited about? Cherie, what's the most exciting thing for you in 2021?
More games for my next-gen consoles.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Particularly when it comes to the Xbox Series X, I need Xbox to make good on all that money that it spent buying up all those development houses and actually release some original games next year. It has to do it, or people are going, like, once again, they will have a very, very large paperweight. So they are really going to have to step that up. And tech that you do care about, I want more dual screen madness. I want more.
Yes, now we're talking.
I want more laptop companies to embrace dual screens in some shape, form, or fashion. I want to say 3 years ago at Computex, Asus revealed this concept, and it was just all glass. It was just two big screens, like. Where the display usually goes, there's a display, a big edge-to-edge display. Where the keyboard goes, a touchpad, another big edge-to-edge display. Was it practical? No. But I want to touch it. I want to see how it works. It was so Minority Report. I just want it. It's not practical.
You have made a strong case. I don't get annoyed about talking about the consoles, but I feel like for a noise cancelling podcast all about technology, we have done a lot on games this year, because that has been the big story in the technology world. But I get annoyed because I look at the 2011 and it was so different back then. I know I'm becoming old man Gareth, but you know, the tech sphere was just like, there was more things happening, and I want that to happen again. Liv, what are you excited about? Tell me that something exciting is going to happen in headphones and stuff. Why have you stopped using the AirPod Max?
I needed some wired headphones for this podcast, which obviously the...
And you didn't want to spend the $35 extra to get the cable.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to do that.
Wait, what? Yeah. Wait, what?
You have
Wait,
to pay another what? $35. $35?
Yeah, $35.
What the frick?
And you get wheels. You can spend $200 extra and get some wheels for it or something.
I would actually like that. Anyway, so just thinking what's coming up soon. We've heard rumors about some new Samsung Galaxy wireless earbuds, which apparently will be coming with Dolby Atmos. So they might be a big rival for the AirPods Pro. So that would be pretty cool. We've also heard rumors that the AirPods 3 will be coming out next year. And apparently they're going to have a totally new design, something more similar to the AirPods Pro, which is exciting because the original AirPods design wasn't the best, even though it's quite popular. So I think, yeah, true wireless earbuds are going to be the big thing next year.
Wow. Are you excited by these things, though? That's the key part.
Well, I am, yeah. I'm more excited about new AirPods, mainly because the AirPods Max were so surprisingly good. I kind of want to see what Apple are going to do next. I feel like I'll probably end up being disappointed by them, but we'll see.
That's excitement for you. That is 2020 in a nutshell, isn't it? It might be good. We'll be disappointed. Pexy, what about you?
You're gonna moan at this, but rolling phones. The LG rollable phone. That's...
Why would I be annoyed at this?
Because you're not a fan of foldable.
Rolling
because you're not a fan of foldable phone chat generally. Like, I just
what are you talking about? I love foldable phones, rolling phones.
Okay.
I'm a big chatter. We could have a lovely drink and talk about the time I was in Holland, in Eindhoven, looking at Polymer Vision's rollable prototypes back when you were just in school or something, in nappies, I don't know.
Rolling around in a playground.
Yeah, rolling around the playground, and I was there looking at the prototypes. I've been a big fan of rollable technology. Carry on.
Okay. All right, I'll take that back.
Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, there's this rumor of there's a patent, a variety of patents out about the LG rollable phone. I feel like that's going to be the first one that comes to market that's actually a rollable design. And then there's just all the innovation within foldable space. We're now going to get to the point where Samsung's foldable phone technology is going to be 2 years old. The Z Fold 3 could genuinely be exciting in that way and could be a phone that we recommend to buy from that sense. I think it's going to be... Obviously, this year has been the year that has become a little bit more mainstream. I feel like 2021 will be the year it becomes usable in that way and something we can heartily recommend to people. Hopefully, who knows, we may then see the next generation of foldable phones and then just go, nah, still don't buy one of these. But yeah, something in that regard. And also in the UK, we're getting the Surface Duo from Microsoft as well. So I'm excited for that as well.
You can't be excited about things coming late. That's rubbish.
Well, okay, I'm excited to actually try one is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, no, I think the foldable world is going to be super exciting. And actually, in general, I think Cherie's always talked about dual screens, and you talk about the rollable, foldable phones. Mm. Let's talk to Liv. You know, obviously, you can't roll or fold sound into your head.
Why not?
But yeah, okay, how'd you do that?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I was hoping by this point we'd be a little bit further with bone conduction earphones than we are. Like, there are some brands on the market, but not enough to make a real noise, a joyful noise.
This is interesting. Like, whenever I say this is interesting, I really feel the pressure to follow up because quite often when I say that, I'm quite dull. So let's find out. But I have been running with bone conduction headphones for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Like, Aftershocks make some great ones, but they seem to be the only brand that's prevalent in making this happen. I don't understand why more companies haven't done it, but the Aftershocks headphones have grown in capability so impressively. Like, that little pocket of technology is happening fine. Like, I've realized how dull this is, but I've just been running and I couldn't find the good ones, so I had dragged out some old Trex Air from Aftershocks, and they were kind of like, it was hard to hear and I couldn't hear the quieter moments and the bass wasn't very good. And yeah, it was fine for running because you could hear outside and you're safe, but it wasn't as good. And I try the Aftershocks Aeropex, whatever they're called, sorry, the Aeropex. And they are genuinely so much lighter. You can barely feel it wearing them. They don't tickle your face. The bass and the audio and the voice is really good. And I'm with you. I don't understand why more companies aren't doing it because it's brilliant. And the fact that you can hear things and hear things from music at the same time is amazing, and the technology is definitely evolving, and like what Aftershocks have done is definitely get to the next level. So I'm surprised that there's no Apple version or Samsung, or, you know, or even like a smaller company like Microsoft do a version of them, or an over-ear bone conduction, because they are a brilliant tech.
There was I went to South By, like my first South By, maybe 7 years ago, And they're deep in the back of the room of the tech tent. Samsung had this experimental booth, and they had a pair of headphones that would they would wet the backs of your ears, and it would give you a small shock, and you would use it during with VR. And if you were prone to get nauseous, like when you would hit the turns, because you were doing this racing game simulation, so when you would hit the turns, it's typically when people would get nauseous. So they'd send a small little current of electricity to that section of your ear that they wet. And I put those on and I survived.
What
sounds horrible.
I mean, there's so much to unpack there. I mean, I wish we'd start with this story rather than my boring running headphones one. Why? I can't even unpack this. Like, what? Why wet? Why does it make it better? Was it a bad shock? Did it work?
Why wet? Electricity conducts easier on wet surfaces.
So that makes sense. Yeah, science.
So, like, you got that weird squeak, that weird feeling of just someone wetting the backs of your ears. It's like, why? The shocks were not bad. They were noticeable. It wasn't as bad as the Nikola Tesla, Thomas Edison video game that I played like a couple minutes later, where it was a fighting game and it would actually dole out electric shocks when you got hit. And you could control the power of the shock. So if you got a really good combo, somebody would get your opponent would get a serious shock.
Okay.
Yeah, South By has some wild stuff. I love and I miss South By. You never know what outlandish tech you're going to find out there.
South By Southwest being Texas, isn't it? There's a
yes, it is.
It's not a tech show. It's kind of a music. It's like there's so much stuff going on out there.
It's a little bit of everything, and I love it and I miss it. But before we close this segment, I am really excited to see next year's fails.
Oh, yeah.
Like somebody is going to fail spectacularly and we're going to be right on noise canceling, just dissecting how it went so, so wrong.
What was 2020's biggest fail? Was it, I hate to bring it up, Gareth, but was it Cyberpunk?
It was absolutely Cyberpunk.
Sorry, I made it gaming again.
That's all right. I mean, it's true. I'm not so annoyed about the fact that we're talking about it. They are the biggest stories in our tech sphere, but I'm just annoyed there's nothing that supersedes it. That's all. Right, we talked about Apple. Let's talk about them a little bit again. Why have we not had AirPower? Have we not had trackers? AirPower, I understand, you know, this kind of multi-charging wireless pad, it's not going to work. We keep hearing rumors from various leakers that it will do. But AirTags seem nailed on, and yet they don't appear. Will they come in 2021?
Maybe. Maybe. I really don't understand at all why the AirTags trackers haven't arrived in the slightest. I just don't understand why that hasn't happened. Feels like something you can easily tag on as an accessory that you can bring in to find my iPhone. And if you're willing to spend $30 or whatever to get one of those, probably more than that, considering Apple prices for the cable you use with AirPods Max. But it's an odd scenario, isn't it? There must be something in the behind the doors in Cupertino that's going wrong a little bit there. And as you say, AirPower makes a little bit more sense in that way. But AirTags just feels like something that they could get out of the door relatively quickly.
You know what the problem is? It's Big Tracker. Big Tracker powered by Tile is...
Do you think?
...is sabotaging Apple. And at this point, I think that the Air Trackers and anything related to them are like El Dorado, the lost city of gold. Just a myth that you chase after, or like the fountain of youth. Like, we're going to be searching forever. Like, I saw it. I swear I saw it in the wild. It's like, pshaw, man. That's just a fever dream.
I like to believe separately that they became sentient quite early on in the development, and they found out a way to hide themselves. So Apple keeps trying to release them, but they keep hiding. That's far more likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. VR. You know, we talked about that slightly already with Cherie getting wet ears. Is this the year for it? I mean, I want to say no, because every year should have been the year for it. It hasn't happened. So.
I mean, I thought that this was a year for it. Like,
exactly.
You can't get an Oculus Quest 2 right now. They are super back ordered. Oculus powered by Facebook. They have found that $299 sweet spot, like that is like if like they keep bumping down the affordability quotient, that like that year will be the year of VR. Not only is the Oculus it has some of the best high resolution displays. You've got Oculus's deep catalog of games and apps and experiences. Oh my. You can also bump up the visual quality by connecting it via one wire, even though Oculus does charge you like $50 for that wire. What is the deal with people in charging? What is the deal with charging for all these accessories? And it will have visual fidelity matching maybe the Quest S, I want to say. So unless Oculus can make the Quest 3 smaller, lighter, even better visual fidelity, and maybe throw some mixed reality in the mix, which I would love some mixed reality with some good haptics. I think that's the next bar that needs to be reached. So right now, I would say this is the year of VR because it's reaching that mainstream saturation that we have been waiting for.
Is it though? I mean, it's the weird thing when you see, like you said, the Oculus Quest 2 being out of stock. It's definitely popular. People, you know, you hear about what the kids want for Christmas. A couple of people have told me that they're saying, you know, I want a headset. I want the Vive from HTC, the new Cosmos. But then, and again, the mainstream, you don't see articles on it on mainstream media about how people want, you know, the Cyberpunk 2077 isn't breaking on VR because that's how people are consuming it. It's still not a mainstream thing. Like, let's find out. Does Liv, are you bothered about VR this year?
Oh, I still haven't tried VR, to be
honest.
There
we are. See, this is the proof. Every year we'll come back and find out, has Liv tried VR? And that's the point of the tipping.
Thing is, like, I think the problem is firstly, I don't like playing first-person games because something, it just doesn't work for me. I can't like put myself in another world and like tell my left from my right. I just find it really hard, so I suck at that. Also, like, I think the kind of games that are on it just don't really appeal to me. Like, if I could play like Stardew Valley and be in the game and be like digging up carrots and whatever, I'd probably love VR, but you can't. So
Spelunky VR is what you're asking for.
I mean, I would love that so much.
But these, I mean, these things can happen, and yet they haven't seemed to be correct. But I don't know. It seems like it's living in some sort of alternative universe right now, and I would love it to break through. Like, I've been a massive fan of VR for so long, but because I'm now in charge of Tech Radar, I don't get to play with the cool things anymore. I haven't tried VR for about 2 years, and I'm really sad because I want to try again.
I haven't really realized until this moment, but I've not done anything VR at all this year because of COVID. Like, whenever we go to like press events or anything like that to try out those sort of headsets, yeah, it's just not been a possibility this year, obviously, because you shouldn't really be putting your face in the same mask as other people have done. So, yeah, I've not done any VR all year, and now I've got a real pang for it. I now want to go buy an Oculus Quest 2 just to do a bit of that.
That makes me remember one of the chats we had on this podcast earlier in the year where we said, wait, you know, like, if this was 10 years' time, oh, this wasn't on the podcast earlier. It was on a work from home panel show I moderated. That's exciting as well. but like, you know, we were really fortunate this year that we had video calling. We were allowed to talk to each other. And you know, if this happened in the 80s, we'd have been screwed. And I remember I'm thinking, like, in 20 years time, would they go, God, if imagine that had happened now, you could have just done what we do and like holographically chat to each other in VR. And you had to use what, video? Like, ugh. So it makes me wonder what the future will be like. Often do that, basically.
Even in 2011, though, it would have been a lot harder, wouldn't it? It would have been a possibility, but just in terms of video calling, yeah, wasn't a part of our everyday life as much around that time. So we would have been on Google Plus trying to do it.
Do you remember the internet went wonky because everyone was doing Netflix? That was fun, wasn't it?
Good times.
What a year.
Yeah. Right. Before we finish up this section, let's just have a quick thing about what's going to be big in our respective worlds. Liv, audio. I know you talked about what you're excited about. What do you think is going to be the big story this year?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be that true wireless earbuds are going to get better, but they're not going to get more expensive. So at CES earlier this year, in 2020, we heard about Bluetooth LE, which allows for better audio compression, low latency if you're gaming, and noise cancellation. But the crucial thing about it is that it doesn't drain your battery life anymore, so your earbuds will last longer. And Qualcomm has just announced a new chip that's got this technology in it, but it's designed for mid-range buds. So you'll be able to get all the technology that you get from things like the AirPods Pro and the Sony WF-1000XM3, but in cheaper earbuds. So I think that's going to be really exciting.
I like the fact that you forgot that we are pretending we're not pre-recording this, because this is coming out on New Year's Day. So you can say last year.
Yeah, last year is when this happened.
Yeah, we've covered it. Well done. No one's going to notice. Pexi, phones this year. Will they fly? Yes, no.
Yeah, they will fly. People will need to upgrade their phones, and they'll be buying phones from last year and buying phones from a few years ago in that sort of way. It doesn't seem like there's going to be any huge innovations in the next year. As I say, foldable phones, I think, will become more of the norm. 5G phones especially will become more of the norm as more people will be able to access 5G over 2021 as that gradually starts to roll out. And I think more and more affordable phones will become 5G ready as well. We've seen some leaks in mid-December or so about a phone called the Galaxy A21 from Samsung, which looks to be a really cheap 5G handset as well. I think the big innovations we're going to start seeing are, I think maybe not everyone listening to this podcast will agree that it's an innovation, but the companies believe that portless phones will be a big trend coming up, where you are always wirelessly charging your phone. You won't have a slot to charge it up or put your headphones in or anything in that sort of regard. I think that's going to start becoming something that you can buy. We've only really seen that in concept phones so far. We've heard rumors that the iPhone's going to do that. I think more Android manufacturers will look at that too. And then we've also seen the ZTE Axon 20 forgotten the name of the end of that name. There's a new ZTE phone basically that's come out at the end of this year, which has a selfie camera under the screen. And I think that will start to become a bigger technology as well as the year goes on. As I say, I'm not expecting huge changes. I think it's more going to be normalization of tech that we've already seen: foldable screens, 5G, that sort of aspects.
And I think the ZTE Axon 20 5G is the name.
Thank
of it,
you. That's the one. I was going to call it the 25, and I was like, no, that's not the name.
5G, I tell you what you said about portless phones, and I've been thinking they're nonsense for a long time because you need to connect, etc., etc. But I have switched almost exclusively to MagSafe on the iPhone since I've got it, because a couple of chargers, they're in the right places, one in the car, one at home, and it's just, I don't think I've plugged my phone in for, I was only thinking about it for maybe 2 months because I don't need to.
I don't think it will be anything that anyone's clamoring for, but I do think it will become a trend of 2021. It may be we see more concept phones in that sort of way, and it's very unlikely an iPhone will not have a port in 2021, but it's going to be part of it.
It could happen, and I'm now suddenly more believing, because I feel like that's the headline. You know, we talk about what the headline launches from the iPhone each year, and that portless phone, even though it'd be way too expensive and no one actually buy it, it would be the proof of concept that everyone's like, "Ooh, what's that about?" Sheree, give us a quick, and I mean quick because we're running out of time, thought on laptops in 2021. Will it be good?
It'll be good, particularly for gaming laptops. We're going to see NVIDIA's 30 series chips coming, so we're going to see a lot of gaming laptop refreshes, and I'm pretty sure AMD has something up its sleeve, so the gaming wars will continue to burn as brightly and hotly as ever.
Good. Okay, well, on that note, I think we should take a break. Come back after this. Okay, hello, welcome back to the New Year's Day podcast of Noise Cancelling. Right, we're going to quickly run through what's going to happen next. We've got the news blast of the year, so that's what's happened in the year gone past, and I'm going to have another crack at the title on this one. And then we've got unpopular opinions for things that may not have happened yet, because we don't know what's going to happen in 2021, so let's make it up. Right, news blast of the year. Here are the rules for you listeners who haven't been listening, in which case, are you a listener? Yes, you are, because you're listening. I am going to read out as many in 1 minute. In 1 minute, I'm going to read out as many different headlines as I can and give a flavor of what happened to them. Now, the goal here is to not read anything off a script and to give you a good enough flavor of the story so you know roughly what I'm talking about should you need to repeat it. If I stutter or get anything wrong or doesn't quite fit in terms of those criteria, then it won't count. The record so far is 13 from Gerald Liv came very close a couple of weeks ago with nearly taking that title, was excellent. And I'm quite nervous, I won't lie to you. Can someone give me 60 seconds on the clock, please? I'm gumming up my lips.
Don't do that.
Like,
can I take a really loud drink of water on?
No, mouth noises. I hate mouth noises.
Oh!
There we go. I'm nice and fluid.
Do you want a countdown?
Yes, please.
3, 2, 1.
Windows 10 updated, so copy and paste could now do GIFs and stuff from the clipboard. The VPN, SuperVPN, was deleted by Google Play Store because it had malware, apparently. Minecraft changed its servers so that you could have 1,000 people in the game room before the game. A PS4 problem meant that you couldn't use YouTube on it. The error code was NP37602. That was fixed, finally. WhatsApp allowed a click-to-chat feature that meant your phone number could appear in Google searches. One point, that's been fixed. PS5 Sony stock slowed to an absolute trickle in November. Microsoft killed up a terribly problematic Windows 10 update. That was in middle of the year, apparently. The Galaxy Note Ultra had a problem with the camera bump itself because it had a little gap. Dust was getting in there as well. OnePlus 8 was revealed just before it should have been in the design terms. It was a shock. The iPhone 12 prices were leaked October the 1st. That was actually ahead of the schedule, but they were all pretty much right. Sony gave more information back in November about the backwards compatibility of the console, 4,000 plus games. True. Adobe gave all subscribers 2 months free of Creative Cloud. This is how you get it. We found that out. Windows 10 was running on a Samsung Galaxy S8 because of the A35 chip and the I was well in the zone. Did I get 13? I don't know. Did I get 13?
Yeah, I think you got that last one in. Yes. I understood the story.
Yeah. Damn it. Cool. Back on top of the leaderboard, joint. Right. Okay. Everyone saw how good that was. I should have done the next story. It was the iPhone messaging. Pew pew. That was an easy one. I could have got
it. Yeah, that would have done it. Just those four words.
Anyway. Right. Let's talk about the year to come. Unpopular opinions of things we hate that haven't happened yet, but we're going to pretend. Let's go, Cherise. Sing us in.
Unpopular opinions. This is the future edition. We have no idea what we're talking about, so don't hold us to it. Unpopular opinions. Future edition.
That works on two levels because we're also published by Future Publishing. So
indeed.
Nod to the overlords. Right, so what we're going to be doing here is we've all come up with a story that we think is going to be happening this year, and we're going to be talking about why we hate said idea. I feel like there's some kind of psychological issue with this, with me going, coming up with something that I like and then deciding I hate it. But let's go with it anyway. So as you all know, in February 2021, HTC shocked the world by launching the world's first holographic phone, which displayed images that floated off the screen. The whole user interface worked really well. Everyone was surprised that this next-gen technology was available from a brand that everyone had discounted, and HTC is back. But we're here now in June, and Gareth Beavis, that's me, is saying, HTC's holographic phone is great, but my God, it needs better games. Genuinely, like, this is a holographic phone, and I'm really happy that we've got this next generation of technology that comes into our lives and we're using it. We're having holographic video calls with each other. As I'm saying this, it sounds like that episode of Parks and Rec when they're in the future and they've got those grizzle phones, which isn't a spoiler, hopefully. But the fact is, all you got is that fighting game Hollow Wars 3000, that racing game Virtual Cars, and Super Mario Hollow, and that's fine. Those are fine, but they're so quick and they run the battery down so rapidly that I just don't want to play them anymore. So I feel like we need more games. We need more indie development. We need developers to get on board with this holographic wave, and I really can't wait to see if Apple does, as predicted, bring the holographic phone in 2021 September.
I love that you've talked about all podcasts, how gaming has become the main thing in the trend of technology.
Thank you so much.
And then you came up with another one that's about gaming. You're talking about Mario
on a phone, though. So it's
Okay.
And also Cars VR, whatever it was. Cool. Okay, there you are. Hopefully that will get fixed in time for 2021's podcast. Who wants to go next?
I can go next.
Good. Well done, Pixie.
Yeah, so we're at the end of 2021 now, aren't we? But I just absolutely gutted that they just ditched an iPhone this year and just released the Apple Car, and it was fine. Like, the Apple Car was just absolutely fine. I'm absolutely gutted about it. I thought it was going to be actually roadworthy, but instead it's just a go-kart, and it's just been an absolute shame in that way, of something we've been writing about and excited about for years and years, and they just ditched doing iPhones so they can become a car manufacturer, and I think that's been a real bad thing for 2021.
Yeah, it's unfair to call it a go-kart. I feel like it's at best it's a golf cart, but it's got windows all around, and it feels more like a, just because it's electric doesn't mean it's a go-kart, Pexy.
Well, the fact it was shaped like an apple though just made it actually genuinely, and like the bite mark out the top was just, I thought it was embarrassing really.
It makes it hard to sit in the passenger side, I'll admit.
Yeah. But yeah, genuinely, just got one little window on the top.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those ones, it costs a lot of money and doesn't do all the things you need it to do, but just drives really well. You know,
just does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just works.
Yeah, I understand. You're right. It is unpopular because, you know, they have sold 4 billion of them already. So, you know, can't believe it. Right, Liv.
Yeah. So, as you know, in February 2021, Apple released the Apple AirPods 3, and they were very good. We like the way they sound. Very popular. But you could only buy one earbud at a time, and each one cost $100. And if you wanted them to play any music, you had to buy an additional audio chip. Charging case also sold separately. So yeah, I'm pretty bummed out about that. I think the rest of the world is too. Let's hope Apple gets a soul next year and sorts it out.
I don't feel that's an unpopular opinion.
Like, the one-time use AirPods.
Yeah, Apple sells like the podcast pod separately with a different chip you have to buy separately, with a case you have to buy separately.
Fine, I'm really, really happy about it.
Whoa, that's unpopular. No one's going to agree with that. What are the benefits of them doing this way, Liv, do you think?
Money.
It all went into the car.
Yeah, exactly. The car's a massive loss maker. It's
horrendous. Like that time on The Simpsons when Homer designs a car and it's like the ugliest car in the world.
AKA Homer's car. Sheree, what happened in 2021 that you think everyone agreed with but you disagree with?
Oh man, I have been wanting this for so long, and then when I got it, I was happy for a hot second, and then like the flaws started peeking out, and I know I'm going to be in the minority of this. So basically, back in March, we were so excited and enthralled with Oculus's latest Oculus take on the Quest, the Quest 3. It's beautiful. It literally looks like Jordi LaForge's visor, and you slide it on your face, and you're basically got a mini holly deck on your face, which amazing. But the sound quality is so trash. Like, you have to attach a pair of headphones to it, and I'm like, you already had really good integrated spatial audio. How do you mess this up? Like, I want it all. I want my holodeck. I want the sound to be popping, and I want it for a low, low price. Yes, yes, keep it at $399, but you've got to give me everything that I'm asking for, and you're so close, and I know everyone is just taken in by Jordi LaForge. I'm Jordi LaForge. I, too, want to be Jordi. Who doesn't want to be Jordi LaForge? But not in this way.
Who's Jordi LaForge?
Are you joking?
Just going to Google it.
Do you not remember the advert from June? The advert with him in and everything.
Why are you like this? Why are you like this, Gareth?
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
You're the worst.
I didn't watch Star Trek. What do you want from me?
Boo.
Yeah, they got him in for the advert for the Oculus Quest 3, didn't they? Like,
I just never saw his name. I was too. I remembered the chap with the thing on his eyes.
Yeah.
See, that's how everyone knows him. That's how they gave him the caption underneath his name when they introduced it.
Lord have mercy. I want better for y'all. Y'all need to watch some TGN or TNG. Fix it. Fix your lives.
That Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I still understand why we had Hero Turtles. Why was it we didn't get ninjas in America? It was horrible. England,
what?
Sorry. In England, we got Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, and the rest of the world got Ninja. Apparently, Ninja was apparently too aggressive or something. I don't know.
Really, I didn't know that.
What?
I think it was something about us having nunchucks. I think genuinely,
Raphael had nunchucks. No, he didn't. Michelangelo had nunchucks. Sorry, that'd be silly, Gareth.
Sir, like you're already like, come on, man.
I'm all Jordi LaForge. Anyway, let's. That's the end of, I say it's the end of our 2020. That happened yesterday, as we know. So we're already in the future. It's brilliant, isn't it? I hope everyone's had a lovely time listening to us on this catch up. We will be back next week at the same usual time in your ears on a Friday, giving you the latest tech happenings. We will be gearing up for CES, which is going to be a weird one this year. So let's find out what's going to happen with that. Cherie's obviously still bummed the fact that she can't go there and eat weird sandwiches and drink horrible coffee. And
I don't drink coffee.
Do you not?
No.
I didn't drink it either. I just assumed that you did because CES.
No, high off life.
Wait, what?
High off life. I just get...
I thought you said half life. I was like, is that an alternative to coffee in America?
No, no. I mean, it, like that in Planet 8. But when we get back to... I'll show you Planet 8 once we get back to Vegas.
What's Planet... What?
I'll tell you after this. Yeah,
but a separate question. Do you drink tea?
I do.
Oh, that's fine then. This is a great find for us English people on this podcast. How many cups of tea is too much? Final question to everybody. In a day.
In a day?
More than six.
Yeah, I agree with that. More than six.
Yeah. Like, I'm a three to... If I'm doing tea and I'm like, what a tea, like three to four is like a little bit much for me.
Do you do milk in your tea, Cherie?
It depends on my mood.
Okay, well, that's interesting as well. Yeah, I can't go above... I mean, I can go above four, but it's diminishing returns at that point. I'm basically drinking tea as an activity rather than enjoying the drink itself. Like someone said, do you want a cup of tea? Yeah, because it's a nice thing to do. But I'm like, I'm not enjoying this. So that's how we're going to end the noise cancelling podcast on New Year's Day. So thank you very much for listening. Cherie, how can people get in contact with you?
People can get in contact with me at MissSmith11 on Twitter and Instagram. That is MissSmith11. And of course, you should absolutely be reading. I'm assuming that you're reading, but just in case you are not, you should absolutely be reading Laptop Mag, checking us out for all things laptops, tablets, smartphones. Like, we're slowly expanding. We have a goal of world domination by 2030, so stay tuned for that. And as always, laptop before, laptop now, laptop forever.
I mean, you'll have to go back in time slightly for this, but I posted a picture on Twitter of a grape that looked like a monkey today, and it has got very little engagement. I'm quite angry about it. Pexy, how can people get in contact with you?
I'm at JamesRWP on Twitter, and yeah, come to TechRadar and read about all the phones. It's New Year's Day, so we've got content going up about all of the phones we're excited for in 2021. So come and read that on Tech Radar. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Olivia, yep. What are the best ways to hear Olivia's ramblings?
You can find me at Olivia Tambini on Twitter and Instagram.
What other content do you put on your Instagram, Olivia?
Why do you need to know this every time? Nobody cares.
I care.
It's excellent. We're all about promoting quality. And also, like Cherie, we talked about on a podcast recently. I haven't brought it up again, but Chelsea Gould, who came on and talked eloquently about space, is an excellent artist on Spotify as well, one of the future alumni. So we definitely want you to go and listen to her. So that's why we talk about it, Liv. We just want to promote quality where it exists. I've just talked about that monkey grape that I found. So that's my biggest achievement so far.
I'm very proud of you.
It looks like a grape. No, it is a grape. It looks like a monkey.
Yeah, it looks like a grape, mate.
Oh!
Well, I am Super Beeve, if you want to go and check it. What? Why are we laughing? This is terrible.
Because James said grape ape. It's like, like, yes. Yes.
Ah, that's funny because they've been great, clever. Well, I am Super Beeve on Twitter. You probably want to. You actually, by this time, people probably found it because it's probably one of the most popular tweets of all time. And they'll be like, wow, this is like when that's Panda Sneeze on YouTube. Please do find me there if you want to say hello. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, as James said, Tech Radar is all over the socials for Tech Radar-y things, and there are many things in there, and you should listen to it. And you should also subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. And if you're on Apple Podcasts right now, just go give it 5 stars, which is actually harder than you think. You have to go to the podcast in the podcast store and then scroll down a bit and then give it 5 stars. But please do that. It would really help us get more visibility, more people listen to it, and we'll have a lovelier time. But I hope you have a wonderful 2021. Genuinely, I hope that everyone does, because just please. Thank you for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.